Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Just a quick note before we get started with today's episode. This podcast is supported by the amazing team at TRX. Their suspension trainers are designed for pros and built for everybody to use wherever you are. I see these in high-end gyms and the homes of trainers, coaches, and fitness enthusiasts like me all over the world. The TRX app contains more than 1,000 videos to train you at your level and improve you every day. TRX is the world's most versatile, affordable, and effective gym, and we're happy and proud that they're sponsoring the Quality of Life podcast. Hello and welcome to the Quality of Life podcast, hosted by me, Raham Harreg, the youngest Arab and the first Saudi woman to climb Everest and the Seven Summits. And today we're meeting Tia. Tia Maher is a holistic gut health specialist and also a certified holistic health coach and a yoga meditation teacher. She is all about supporting women to heal years of chronic digestive issues, merging science with spiritual. Tia, thank you so much for being here. I can't wait to jump in because, embarrassingly, the previous episode with a very good friend of mine, thankfully, my tummy didn't stop rumbling the whole time and my mic is on my lap and it was so loud that my guests could hear it. It's so embarrassing. And I swear it was my tummy, guys. I swear. I have a history of IBS and lately I've had a cough that makes me wake up with really even worse heartburn in the morning. So I didn't eat anything till now. So my tummy was screaming in the previous podcast. I need your help. It was not okay. Like it was loud. No. Yeah, it was loud. It was really loud. But before we jump into my gut problem, I would like to start by asking you. You have to hear the episode. It was bad, but I think it's honest, and we can discuss tummy problems. It's okay. Yes. There's no shame.
There is no shame. I'm an open book. We talk about everything and anything.
There's nothing wrong with talking about it, but it was it really caught me off guard. But before we talk about my tummy faux pas in the previous episode, I would like to ask you, what do you think is, in your opinion, quality of life?
I love this question. And I've been thinking about this actually all morning because I think for me, it's such a feeling. Like the quality of life for me used to be so poor because I was so sick all the time and because I was held back in life by so many things. And now I feel like quality of life is like my freedom. It's like how present and balanced I am in life and how that really kind of shows up for me. So that's what it feels like for me is that I think a lot of people will probably say the work-life balance, but for me, it's that real feeling of being present, of being in my physical body and getting the most out of life, being able to get the most out of life is what I would really kind of dive into in that aspect.
There are so many things that influence us, but I'm very curious to know who would be someone who has influenced you in your journey.
Can I just say something like really random? I'm sure like a lot of people would say a lot of, you know, big influencers and stars and stuff. But for me, it's really been my family. I feel as though it's really been that kind of supportive network that I've had. Like I grew up in an environment where, you know, we got everything, which was great. And I was really allowed to flourish and be myself. There are obviously a lot of people throughout my healing journey that have influenced me, like some functional medicine doctors and people that are doing shadow work. So like people like maybe Mark Hyman and Amy Myers are great in the functional medicine world. And then mentors that I've hired really have helped me to understand myself more in terms of the somatic aspect. But a lot of it has been my family.
I like that. I like that. I felt like you were disappointed with your answer. I love that, by the way. Like, it's so funny. You were like, it's not someone. I'm like, no, that's awesome. That's better than having someone, because they are a very important and big part of your life. Other influences in our lives are usually what we read or our intakes in terms of the material. So I'm very curious to know if there is a book that you would suggest our listeners to read.
Do you know what book I love? I love the book Untamed by Glennon Doyle. Have you read it?
Someone has gifted that to me.
Raha, you're going to love it. It's amazing because I think as women, we very much can be people pleasers, and we can very much often lose ourselves in the whole societal conditioning aspect. And this book, Untamed, unravels all of that. And it's a really beautiful kind of empowerment journey. And oh my gosh, you're going to love it. You'll have to tell me how you get on afterwards.
I have a backlog of books, but yes, it's definitely on my list. What's your day-to-day like? Can you explain to the listeners what your typical day-to-day like is?
Yeah, of course. So usually I'd be up maybe around 7. I'm not going to lie, I like a sleep in.
Did you just say 7 and sleep in? Do you think 7 is sleep in?
Well, let's say 7 and 8, right?
Do you think 7 is sleep? Honey, 7 in the Middle East is like, you know, crack of dawn. Like, what are you talking about?
I know.
It's very early.
Okay, well then I guess I'm an early riser. It's so
good.
Funny.
I love that's how so culture funny. Here shows. Like, sleep in 7 a.m. Hun.
I know. So I will usually get up and I'll make myself a warm lemon water. Okay. And I will usually go out on my balcony and I'll take some time to just really kind of be present. Like, I will either listen to a meditation or do a little bit of breath work. Or what I've really been doing lately is just trying to be off devices and just be like, and really try to anchor into like people watching and really allowing myself to be fully present, right? Totally. Because it's like, when we do that, all of the thoughts, all of the future thoughts, the past thoughts, they just dissipate, right? And we're just here. Yeah. And I love that. So I'm trying to bring pockets of that into my day. And then usually I'll go for a nice morning walk. I love to get a morning walk in. I will then dive into work stuff. And I do love to cook. So I will cook throughout the day as well, specifically lots of gut-friendly meals. And then in the evening times, I'll likely have dinner with my husband, play with the cat, like do those sorts of things. Very normal stuff.
Having a normal day is something that a lot of people take for granted. So it's, I love that you have that, you know, it's good. It's good. Not many people have that. The next question, honestly, I'm very curious to know from you, especially as a gut specialist, what is your relationship to food? What's your diet like? And if you have a cheat meal, everyone has a guilty pleasure meal. Yeah. What is that meal?
Okay. So my diet, my diet is just full of colors. So how I love to, and the energy that I love to bring to my meals is, how can I get playful with it? How can I build something that is going to nourish me on such a deep level, not just physically, but like emotionally, spiritually? I love to create things that, first of all, we have got to make sure that we're having enough protein, complex carbs, so like your veggies and your fat, so things like avocado, seeds, nuts, things like that. And so I build out my bowls or my plates with that in mind, because that helps to stabilize my energy throughout the day, helps to like feed my gut, give me energy, supports my skin, all these sorts of things. So that's how I eat. But I also make a lot of like curries, but I also lean into a lot of like very basic things. I think a lot of people think that healthy eating needs to be complicated, but it's actually very simple, like in terms of when we're looking at the building blocks of how we make a bowl.
I never thought of your plate that way, being colorful. I never thought about coloring your plate in a way that gives you a more holistic you know, I never thought of that, because it naturally means that you have more of everything if it's different colors as opposed to one, you know.
Interesting. And I like to play a game. Like, I will challenge myself with that, right? Mm. It's like, how many different ingredients can I add to one bowl?
I love that.
Yeah. And it's such a simple mindset shift for us to literally be like, ooh, okay, let's focus on expanding our diet in the easiest, like most fun way possible. Because I think there's a lot of us that are very restricted with our food. We stay within the confines of what we feel is maybe potentially going to influence our weight or, you know, there's lots of things. And so for me, it's like, let's put aside counting calories and let's just dive into how can I nourish myself today?
How can you feed yourself in a healthy way?
Yes.
You can't run away from this question because you skipped it. So what's the cheat meal? You can't run away from it. I'm on top of things. You can't run away.
What's my cheat? A meal or dessert wise or both or
cheat,
everything?
Guilty pleasure.
Do you know what my guilty pleasure is? Is French fries.
I love you. It's mine too. It's mine too.
I am a freak for a French fry. I grew up in Ireland. Potatoes
it's
are life
mine.
In Ireland.
Listen, some of the best French fries I've ever had, they should be called Irish fries, but some of the best fries I've ever had were in Ireland.
Oh my God, Raha, like
they're
they are
so
just
good and they
so
were nice
good.
And juicy and shiny and they were so like, some of the best. Actually, I love the culture there and the food.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, man, they have some good fries. And I'm picky with fries and man, they have some really good French fries here. It's fabulous. So I love you for saying that because people are like, no. I've been trying to switch a little bit to more healthier one, like air fryer and stuff, but that opens another debate. But anyways, I love
yeah.
this. We talked about your food, you talked about your schedule, but let's talk about your wellness. Like, what's your approach to wellness? In my case, I'm a sports person, so my approach to wellness is being active and having a balance between an active life. So I'm very curious to know what is your approach to wellness.
The first thing that's popped into my head here is like, my nervous system, right? So how can I consistently make sure that I'm feeling not just calm, but safe in my physical body? And what are the things that then are going to support that? So like, I feel like that's always what I do because obviously gut health and the nervous system is like this, right? Like they are so tightly knit. When we're in levels of stress, our gut can flare up and we can have lots of kind of health issues in that sense. So how I love to approach it is very much in the aspect of what does my body need today? Mm-hmm. And I love to do it from that aspect because obviously as well, being a woman, I work with my menstrual cycle and it's very important for me to navigate both my diet, but also my physical activity based on where I'm at in my cycle. So when I'm in my ovulation phase, like today, I went to the gym and I was lifting weights and it was amazing.
Ovulation is a fabulous time, right? Is it the best? Right? It's like feeling fab.
We feel fab in ovulation. Our energy is high. Our hormones are good. We're stronger. Okay. We're able to handle stress better. So in that kind of aspect, I would be doing a lot more kind of physical activity in terms of like weights and heavier lifting and cardio aspect. But then in my luteal phase, after I ovulate, when we start to kind of go into this winter season, that's when we start to get a little bit like, our energy starts to dip. We get a bit lower. And then I love to lean into yoga. But I will always say, like, for me, like walking is like my everyday thing. But then also the wellness aspect of like meditation is a big part for me. Breath work is a big part for me. And that's tying back into the nervous system aspect. And obviously then food.
I feel like I look prettier in ovulation. Yeah. Like I feel like my face is clear. Yeah. My face is not puffy. Like I genuinely feel more, well, not prettier, but more. I prefer my face during that period of time.
Yeah. It's not. Do you want to know why?
Can I guess? I mean, if you look at it from evolution, it's the best time to have babies.
Yes.
So that's correct. Why you look pretty so that you can attract men.
Yeah,
no, I think so. I imagine so. But I noticed that. And what's the time frame of this? When is this before you get your period?
So it's about 2 weeks before.
Exactly.
So,
and then 2 weeks are done and then you feel like you want to just crawl into your bed and die after the 2 weeks. Absolutely. I really feel that. I really feel that. I really noticed that big shift in perspective of myself and just like overall. That's very interesting that it 100%. Is actually fact.
Yeah.
In and my your brain, face I was will like,
be, yeah.
You know, is it just me? Like, do I feel like, you know, do I feel prettier now? Or is it just like, it's a very strange feeling. But anyways, I digress. But yeah, I love that. I love that there's a science to it and it's not
there
random.
Is. No.
The human body is just incredible. Like it's just an incredible, you know, mechanism. It's just fabulous. There are so many things I'm sure that you're proud of because, you know, you're so passionate about what you do. But I'm very curious to know, and I'm sure the listeners as well, what is the thing that you're most proud of in your career so far?
In my life, the thing that I'm most proud of is that I never gave up when it came to my healing journey.
Oh,
like, and I say this to my husband the other day, because for me, like, I was crippled with digestive issues. I was covered in cystic acne. I had vaginal health issues. I had all of these sorts of things. And the other day I had to go for a checkup at the doctor, and I turned to my husband and I said, I haven't been to a doctor for 3 years. And I burst into tears, Raha, because I was like, I was someone that was in and out of the doctor consistently.
Can you explain what it was?
I had IBS, so I had IBS.
For those of you symptoms. Who aren't watching and listening, I'm pointing at myself neon sign, because I have severe IBS.
So I had IBS. I struggled with stomach ulcers. So I had 6 stomach ulcers.
I'm also pointing at myself.
Yeah, right. I had acid reflux. I obviously had cystic acne. My bowels were all over the shop. They controlled my life. I had no control over my life. And then I was getting a lot of vaginal yeast infections. And so I just every month was like, what's happening? I was getting UTIs, I was getting yeast infections, and my body was just what I thought was broken. And I went to probably,
and they're all connected, huh?
Yeah. And that was the thing for me, was like, okay, why is this not working? Because I would go see the gynecologist and I would get pills for that. And then I would go see my gastro and he would do cameras and all the things, and like nothing was working. And so for me, I had to say the proudest moment is that, like, I never gave up and I kept searching and I went down so many different roads to find the answers that I now can give to clients. And I think that for me just fulfills me more than anything else in this world, Will, is that I never gave up. And there are people, I see clients every single day that are like, Tia, like, you gave me hope, you know, when your doctor says you can't heal or when your doctor says whatever, I was like, no. And I also had a lot of food sensitivities. Like, I used to flare up with gluten and dairy and sugar. And I just had some avocado toast before I came here. And I was like, you know what? This is a full circle moment for me, where it's like, we've got to stop normalizing feeling sick.
I suffer with a lot of IBS, and I'm going to ask you a few questions for someone like me who would like to improve their relationship with IBS. But before we get to that, I want to know, what's the biggest challenge you faced in your career? Besides your own, you face a lot of really personal challenges.
Yeah.
What do you think is the biggest one in your career?
I think this has to come down to the level of consistency and the level of seeing all of the inner chatter and continuing to move regardless. Like, I think that's the biggest part of, you know, being a business owner as well, is like, even when you feel like you're speaking to nobody, you keep moving. And even though things are not working as you always hoped they would be some days, and some days they do, it's like strengthening that personal power aspect of who you are as a person and how committed you are to the long-term vision is everything. Like, I feel like that is probably the biggest challenge, is how and where my self-worth entangles with my business and how I can detach from that so that I can stay singular pointed focus and I can keep moving.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What do you think is the future of gut health going to look like in the next couple of, few years? Because I think that there's been a very big awareness, shift in awareness when it comes to gut health and gut relationship, because it used to be you just take medication and then, you know, you try to solve it. But then now it's become deeper. It's become, you're entitled to this or you have a trigger to this. So what do you think the future of gut health is going to be like?
You know what, Raha? I feel as though it is what we have been waiting for so many years, because 90% of chronic diseases stem from a gut imbalance.
Yeah.
And so I think there's going to be this new shift in terms of, and I fully believe that so many things can be traced back to gut health. So I think this industry is going to explode. Yeah. I think that people are finally going to realize that, you know, their low energy, their skin issues, their autoimmune diseases, their, you know, inflammation, their inability to lose weight, their gut issues, their everything, their fertility is going to be linked back to gut health and inflammation. And I genuinely think that there is a shift happening now globally, that people are starting to be like, ooh, okay, is this a thing? What I am afraid might happen is that people then start to dive into the supplement world, and that becomes a whole new thing. Like, I am hoping what happens is people start to realize that this beautiful gut of ours literally can support our body and make us feel amazing, or if we're not nurturing it properly, it can give us a lot of symptoms. So that is what I'm projecting in terms of where this industry is going. I think there's going to be a lot more of infused gut health aspect of things into the holistic world, for sure.
I think there's going to be a big shift as well, and a bigger understanding.
Yeah.
Mia, before I jump into my questions personally, and that will hopefully help others who have the same problem I do, what do you think is next for you as Tia? What do you think is next for you personally?
Well, personally, we're hoping at some point in the next year to try for a baby, me and my husband.
Nice. Inshallah.
I know. I hope so. Family life, and also we're looking at potentially a move away from Dubai. So it's going to be a new season of life for me in terms of potentially and hopefully, fingers crossed, you know, bringing life into this world, settling somewhere where I can really lay roots.
Inshallah, as we say, al-baraka in Arabic. I really hope that dream comes true for you.
Inshallah. Thank you.
Before I let you go, I have a question for you. So,
yeah,
let's say I have suffered from IBS my whole life, pretty much. Yeah. I'm intolerant to many things and stuff like that. I've managed to get it a little bit under control, but my acid just comes back sometimes, especially now when I'm sick and I'm coughing. It comes back with a vengeance, and it's really difficult. So for someone who's like me, who has IBS, what's the best advice you would give them who are trying to improve their gut health?
Yeah. So one thing that I will say is IBS is actually not a proper diagnosis. It's a collection of symptoms. And so what me and my team do is we actually test your gut microbiome, because what I think is really important for people to understand is these IBS like symptoms are actually due to a specific overgrowth that's happening in the gut. So things like small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, SIBO, Also, very heavily in the Middle East is mold exposure in our air conditioning. All of that, we potentially take those toxins in. And then that is what is triggering the food sensitivities, the digestive issues, and all those sorts of things. So for me and my team, like, we look straight at what's actually happening in your microbes.
How do you do that test? How does that work?
So it's a stool test.
Oh, okay.
And it tells us all the different markers of what's actually happening in your gut microbiome. Mm-hmm. And then my team prepare supplement protocols. So we go through a detox phase. Mm-hmm. And what then happens is clients that have come into our world that have been crippled, like some of them have had issues for 20, 30 years, you know, either constipation or, you know, diarrhea or bloating, chronic bloating, where they almost feel as though they're pregnant with bloating. When we run their labs, we see what's actually happening in terms of the overgrowths in their gut, and we start to detoxify that out of them, their life changes. So for us, it's very much rooted in, okay, what's actually happening in the gut? Can we get some scientific data as to what's happening? And then how can we tweak the diet, lifestyle, and the nervous system to help support that? So we offer a very kind of different solution. That's not just, oh, you know, drink bone broth or take this pill or whatever. It's like, let's clear out the body and the toxins.
Where can people find you? Can you please share? Because I'm sure a lot of people have same problems.
Absolutely. You can find me either on my website, tiamaher.com, so T-I-A-M-A-H-E-R, or on Instagram. I'm very active, Tia_gutcoach.
Tia, thank you so much for being such a beacon for hope in this, especially in this very sensitive topic. I feel the human body has an engine, and the engine is its belly. And if the belly has problems, I feel like it spreads out like wildfire throughout the body. And a lot of people don't really, they don't realize the importance of what you eat, and they don't realize the importance of listening to your body and understanding what you need. The human body is made to last and to function naturally. And when there is a problem, you must see where the issue is and not just try to, like, you know, suppress it with other things that are suppressants and not solutions. Of course, there are things that you have no choice, that you have to, you know, take medication. But I feel like, especially with me, Tia, I had horrible skin growing up. I had major problems because I was intolerant to cow's milk, non-pasteurized cow's milk. And I used to get a bowl of milk every morning when I went to school. So I used to go to school with like gut problems and pimples and stuff. And then I learned along the way that I have this. So thank you so much for being such a great beacon. Thank you for being such a passionate soul when it comes to this topic and a great example for perseverance and for consistency in your self-health and bettering yourself, because you could have just given up a long time ago. And I can see you as a happy, healthy person who's rocking the red lipstick. I feel bad for anyone that doesn't see her. Tia looks fabulous in the red lipstick that her mom gave her, that she told us earlier. But yeah, keep fighting the micro fight, because you're a great soldier for that. And I'm so happy to get to meet you. And hopefully if I can come and maybe we can do a test, because I still think I can do better, especially with bloating and stuff like that. There's always room to improve. Thank you so much, Tia.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to the Quality of Life podcast, hosted by me, Raham Harrak, and produced by Pineapple Audio Production. Please do follow us and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And keep listening every Friday morning and Tuesdays for our mini bonus episodes.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.